With parking bans, curfews, and canceled commuter trains, officials are trying to keep people from flocking to Salem, Massachusetts for Halloween. This is the witch city's high season, but not this year. The pandemic prompted officials months ago to cancel all events. It may not rival Salem, but Shelburne Falls has been a Halloween destination for throngs of trick-or-treaters from the Massachusetts hill towns. This year, the tradition is being strongly discouraged. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Andrew Baker, Shelburne Select Board Chair.
I live on Mechanic Street right down in the village, and that is Halloween Central. We have, on a typical Halloween, probably 600 kids come from all the towns around Shelburne Falls and to our neighborhood. It's a wonderful celebration, but packs in pretty closely there. With all the kids and their parents, we might have more than 1,000 people on Mechanic Street on Halloween night.
You can't do that this year, obviously. So what's the message? You're telling people to stay away?
Well, yes. I mean, in effect, we're I think that my neighbors and I on Mechanic Street are not going to be doing our usual enthusiastic celebrations. So the village will be pretty dark. I surveyed about 50 households, and about 80% of them will be turning their porch lights off. So there'll be a few people who want to hand out candy, but I think it will be a subdued affair, and I hope so, because we're not trying to bring a whole hundreds of people into close contact with each other.
And some of the other events that would normally attract a lot of folks have been canceled.
That's right. We have a rag shag parade and a party up in the Grange Hall, and none of those things are happening. So it'll be a quieter time in the village this year. But we hope to come back strong next year if conditions are right. So we have a lot of enthusiastic Halloween households, but they've decided to take a pause this year.
You haven't, however, officially forbidden trick-or-treating.
That's right. Yeah, I serve on the select board in town, and we've talked with our Board of Health, and they're not canceling Halloween. I'm actually not sure if we have that authority as a board or as a town, short of, you know, declaring a major disaster. But even then, I'm not sure how we would enforce preventing people from handing out candy. So we have just decided, the Board of Health has issued some guidelines on safe dispensing of candy if people decide to do that, but overall we're hoping to have a quieter time in the village of maybe people just visiting among their own families.
What is it that you want people to know?
In other years, we've had wonderful, huge celebrations downtown with a lot of people coming to Mechanic Street, and we're really not wanting that to happen this year. So the households that typically do that are not going to be doing that this year.